When I tell people that I recently talked to Charles Aznavour, I tend to get two questions. First, from people of a certain age, those who remember where they were when JFK was shot. From them, I get, Charles Aznavour is still performing? And second, from younger people, the question is more basic. They ask, Charles who? So let's answer that one right now.
Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps.
Charles Aznavour is a French-born singer, songwriter, who's written hundreds of songs. This one became a big hit in English back in 1969.
Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do.
He was discovered by the great French singer Edith or Edith Piaf in 1946. He was also in the movies. He starred in François Truffaut's Shoot the Piano Player. Now to answer the other question, yes, Charles Aznavour is still writing songs at age 92, and he is still performing. In fact, he's touring the U.S. right now.
Writing without performing is not interesting.
We met in a midtown Manhattan hotel. He is slight and gray and animated. He brought a binder of his lyrics with him, full of songs set down over the decades, so many written so long ago he can't recite them by heart. Tunes about love and loss and faraway places. He read from the binder a song from 1967 called Je Reviens, I Return.
J'avais les idées vagabondes lorsque j'étais encore enfant. Je voulais parcourir le monde et voir les îles sous le vent. La mer et toi, est-ce ma faute?
I had vagabond ideas when I was still a child. I wanted to go all over the world and see the Leeward Isles, the sea, and you.
J'avais des idées vagabondes lorsque j'étais encore enfant. Je voulais parcourir le monde pour voir les îles sous le vent.
When Charles Aznavour travels these days, he brings his entourage, family and managers. The swank accommodations where we talked are a far cry from his first visit to New York 68 years ago. He and a fellow performer had followed Piaf across the Atlantic longer on hopes than on plans. They arrived without three necessities.
No visa, no money, no English.
So it was straight to a holding cell on Ellis Island to await deportation. Aznavour was ultimately sprung and got a room in a dive on Times Square. He describes himself as a streetwise young man who had survived the German occupation of Paris in World War II, and he survived New York City using what little he had, including a nice pair of snakeskin shoes.
A man came and said, I buy your shoes. I pay $50. It was money in those days. And we had $50. We were able to eat.
While Charles Aznavour became one of the most famous French performers of his day, he is also very proud of his Armenian heritage. His grandparents had fled the genocide in Turkey. Aznavour now serves as Armenia's ambassador in Geneva to both the Swiss and the UN institutions there. And he has strong feelings about the current hostility toward immigrants in Europe. France, he says, has typically embraced immigrants.
Picasso is French. Marie Curie was French. You know what I mean.
He was Spanish, she was Polish.
We are very proud to have those people, but we don't want to have new. So c'est une erreur. We must have them. It's important for the country, for the culture, for the kids, for everything.
You say c'est une erreur, it's a mistake for people to reject immigrants. It's something that worries you?
Yes.
Un beau jour sur un rafio craquant de la coque au pont.
Charles Aznavour, son of immigrants, became a very French type of entertainer, a pop singer-songwriter.
I write what I see, what I feel, what hurt me. I started to write things nobody used to talk about that. I say we can use every word, even the bad words, in a song. That's the point. Now, the only thing is, why not be free in songs? When you have that in movies, in the books, painting, sculpture, and not in songs.
Aznavour makes no attempt to hide his age. He wore hearing aids when we talked, and he told me he approaches his current tour audience with the same openness.
I say everything. The public has the right to know everything about me. He paid for that, so I have to pay back.
But what does that mean? What do you tell the audience now that you feel you owe them?
For example, I tell them that I don't hear very well, I don't see very well, I can't memorize my songs, so I have a prompter. I say my voice is terrible, and more they're close to me because they are my confidant. Public is my first love. My mistress, as my wife tell me. It's my mistress, yes, she cost me nothing, that mistress.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay.
92-year-old Charles Aznavour, French singer and songwriter. His U.S. tour ends Friday in Hollywood.
She always seems so happy in a crowd whose eyes can be so bright.